list of shows and movies that I want to watch, and I finally crossed one off the list this week. I watched the Tom Hanks film Greyhound. Have you guys seen that yet on Apple? It was supposed to be released at theaters when the pandemic hit.
I haven't even heard about it. I saw his, what I thought was his most recent film, that one about the Old West messenger, storyteller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to see that, too. No, I hadn't seen that yet.
Because that just came out like 2 months ago. He's got another one just out?
Yeah, this one was originally supposed to be released back last spring, or summer, I guess it was.
Okay. News World is the one that I saw a couple months ago.
Okay. No, this is a World War II film where he is the captain of a U.S. destroyer, the Greyhound, and it's part of the Battle of the Atlantic, which was pretty incredible. An incredible spectacle from 1939 to 1945, and after the U.S. got involved in World War II, they were escorting ships from America to England to supply not only the U.S. troops, but our allies as well. And it's good. Like any Tom Hanks film, I came away enjoying it. I'm a bit of a history buff, enjoy war movies, so I'm probably going to be in. It's had good reviews. And the reason I really enjoyed it, to me, it did transport me like I was on that ship, the Greyhound. The way it was filmed, the way some of the special effects when they have like long shots of the convoy going through the Atlantic, or the black pit, as it was, where they no longer had air cover and they had to make it from one point to the other point without any airplanes helping them out from above, and they were basically at the mercy of trying to outmaneuver the German U-boats who were trying to sink not only U.S. military ships, but also the convoy ships. Apparently, we lost 3,500 ships between 1939 and 1945 in the Atlantic. But it did make you feel like you were on that ship. They didn't show too many shots of the German U-boats outside of them peering up out of the water and then going back down and shooting torpedoes. So you didn't get the feeling of the submarine, which is very claustrophobic to me. But it did make me think, okay, if I was in the Navy, signed up for naval service or drafted into the Navy, would I want to be on the destroyer, a battleship, a submarine, or just one of those supply ships? With the supply ships, you have no defense, obviously. And if you are hit, you have a chance at surviving. Like, there were moments in the movie where if a ship got hit, either a destroyer or if it was a supply ship, one of the military ships would maneuver over there to try to pick any survivors if possible. But it's the cold Atlantic. You don't have just a lot of time.
What if the supply ship, the supplies you're carrying are life rafts?
Then you've that would help.
Great shot at surviving.
That would help. Now, if half the ship just blows up and you're on the half of the ship that blows up and gets thrown into the Atlantic, not a great chance of survival. But it does give you that feel, and just they did a really good job of, I don't know if they computer generated this or if they really got on a ship and in rough seas, but it really made you feel like you were on the ship, that up and down motion, almost like you would get seasick after about 5 or 10 minutes or so. It's really well done, and you get the feeling of just the fear and I'm sure the hopelessness sometimes of, it's just a matter of hours or days before we're going to get hit by something. You know, if you're on one of those supply ships or they got the guys down in sonar, you know, listening just for every little bit of communication or just a blip on the screen and show their navigator, you know, and trying to figure out, okay, if we headed this heading, maybe based on this sound, we can go and intercept the U-boats here before they get to the convoy. It's really good. I mean, it also goes into the confusion of it all, of where is the U-boat? How deep is it? Has it fired a torpedo? Do we need to outmaneuver the torpedo that's now in the water headed towards the convoy? Or do we need to proceed towards that U-boat to try to sink it? And Tom Hanks is great. And after a while, you just, like so many of his roles, you buy him as that as that commander of the ship. And that's the other thing about it. It's his first trip across the Atlantic, and it's basically all hell breaking loose, and there are U-boats everywhere. The lead U-boat captain is called the Grey Wolf. I found that somewhat amusing. I recommend it if you like
Hard
Tom
to
Hanks.
Starboard.
Yeah, haze gray and underway, and all those naval terms that Ryan's used to use. But if you like Tom Hanks, if you like war movies, I highly recommend it. I don't know if you've heard much buzz about it, but it's really good. And it's kind of the weird way we intercept movies now. This is one that I'm sure that I would have seen at the theater, but you wait to see it on some sort of platform, and in this case, it's Apple, which I broke down and got a couple of months ago.
What did you say? It's a weird way we intersect movies?
Intercept.
Oh.
Yeah. Or I guess I could have easily just said watch. I haven't been to a theater in a long time. I'm assuming some are open, but I haven't been there.
Is that a common phrase? Like how we intercept movies or intercept
passes?
Yeah, probably not.
Like when I played in the NFL, I intercepted a lot of passes. That makes sense. Because yeah. I did. I intercepted almost 40.
Right.
Maybe I was thinking in military terms because I'm talking about Greyhound and intercepting.
Yeah.
You intercept
a U-boat.
I thought I was just behind on a term or something like that.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I intercepted Beyonce's new album, and that's the way people talk now, and I didn't know.
No. No, I'm not nearly that cool.
Yeah, I got Apple TV. I got everything, pretty much.
I do, too, and I think I've doubled up on stuff.
Yeah, I do, too, but I feel like I have to have it all. I have to have the Hulu, I have to have Amazon, I gotta have Netflix, gotta have Apple, because at some point every week somebody says, you've got to see this, or for work, maybe, we need to watch that.
Right.
And they're on all the different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
There's some way to simplify it, I just haven't figured that out.
You feel almost overwhelmed sometimes, kind of like when you first got cable or you first got satellite, and there's, as Bruce Springsteen said, 120 channels, but there's still nothing on. It's like you go through...
Sometimes,
there's so much to watch, it's like, okay, where do I start? And then you just pretty much paralyze yourself after about a 15-minute search, and now I've got...
You know what I did? I kept the Golden Globes... Because there were a lot of shows that won awards or were nominated, and the trailer for the show that they would show piqued my interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept that, and I'm going to buzz through that and buzz through the list of winners and write down, because I got a lot of ideas for what to watch off of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think we've got that recorded, too. Somebody else in my house watched that, so that's a good idea to go through that.
Like sometimes they'd show a trailer of a movie or TV show that I'd never heard of, and it ends up winning the Globe.
Yeah.
So I've got to put that on the list.
Yeah.
If it looks good. Some of the trailers look bad, and they still won. But I always think that's a good way to find ideas. If you feel overwhelmed, go through the award shows.
And again, it affirmed my love for Tom Hanks. I'm not saying every film that he's been in has been a top 20 film, but I've enjoyed them all. From Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, Catch Me If You Can... Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got That's Mail,
a
Apollo
lot of good
13,
ones.
The Green Mile, Castaway. It's an amazing list of movies.
Except for one.
Sully, yeah.
Have you watched it?
He should. Are you kidding?
Sully.
I'm not watching that.
I bet it's good. I bet Tom Hanks is so good he could turn you around on
it. He should have turned it down. He should have turned that role down.
Toy Story, another one where they just use his voice, but still... You start buying it that he is that little toy, Sheriff Woody. He's great, and he does have that ability to just make you believe. Yeah, there's no doubt he is a captain of a destroyer in World War II, or he's the manager of a band called The Wonders. The Thing You Do is still a good movie. I'm still going to keep fighting you on that.
I remember thinking that wasn't that great.
I know.
It's really
good.
We
always go back and forth on it. I think it's a really good movie.
All right.
He was great in News of the World, and I told you I love that movie because it was set right here, basically. It was set around Wichita Falls.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Dallas is mentioned. You know, this is in the 1800s. It was great.
Greyhound. It's a good Tom Hanks. Still a good. I don't think this was a good cartoon, but there is a reason why at least I watched it, and we'll talk about it next.